Okay, so we have been driving for what feels like forever. Is that fair to say? How long has it been? 4 hours, and I have gotten out of this car exactly once. How much longer until we get to the hotel? Another hour. Do you realize that by the time I get out of this car, I'm going to have major butt lock? And it is a completely valid thing to say, because long car rides result in butt lock. Hey, it is a perfectly reasonable name. It's just a perfect description to describe that numb feeling, you know, the one that's like one long clench. Don't laugh at me. Unless you find it adorable, then I guess laugh away. I offered to split the driving time, but you were the one who insisted on driving. And at least you didn't lose your scrunchie because my hair is an absolute mess, all because you just had to have the top down. Fine, we both wanted the top down. But I only agreed because my playlist works so much better that way. Come on, you know, the ambiance of the whole thing. Driving down the open road in the country, wind blowing through our hair. Well, mostly mine. But I've set the scene. See, like this song. You cannot play REO Speedwagon in a car like this without the top down. It would be a crime. And I meant every word I said. When I said that I love you, I meant that I love you forever. Oh, come on, like you didn't know that I was going to turn into a musical? I mean, you should know by now. I sing along to everything, especially classic rock. I mean, that itself is also a crime not to sing along to. I am having fun. I'm glad that you can tell. This is seriously one of the best songs ever. I love it so much. Ah, see, like this instrumental part. It was made for moments like this, especially moments with you, because the combination, it's just perfect. Yes, very much so. And you cannot, absolutely cannot convince me otherwise. Nope, no way. And I'm gonna keep on loving you. 'Cause it's the only thing I wanna do. Hey, keep your eyes on the road, mister. I know I'm a fool, but come on. I love you too. Although I would love you a lot more if you sang along with me. No? Fine, allow me. I don't wanna sleep. I just wanna keep on loving you. You know I can't hit the high notes. I know you're laughing at me, but you're getting some enjoyment out of this. You're amused, that's all that matters. And I'm happy. I know I can't sing, but I'm singing along anyway because it makes me happy. Hey. Okay, you know what? You can make fun of me and laugh all you want, but who else is going to passionately, and I mean passionately, serenade you? Yes, thank you. And to think, I do this for free. Seriously, though, taking a trip up north this weekend was the best idea you've had in a long time. We get to be near the lake and have a beautiful hotel room with a gorgeous view. I cannot wait. You know, to make things a little more serious, I was just a teensy bit anxious that this idea of yours was gonna be the lead up to some big proposal. Well, I mean, you're the one that keeps making jokes that one of these days you're gonna put a ring on my finger, and make my lonesome hand just be happy again, which doesn't make any sense, but it's your joke. But we both have had a hectic week, and I think this was more of a stress release for the both of us. I mean, it's not that I'm nervous about the idea of you proposing, but I really, really don't want to mess it up. We can't say for certain that I wouldn't mess it up, because I have that as a habit, and I know things have gotten better with me having you in my life to just wash away all the bad stuff. But there's still this deeply rooted part of my head that's just convinced that if you do something good, if you do something positive, something that's, you know, something to make one of us or both of us happy, I'm convinced that I will find some way to ruin it. And I don't want to do that. And I know I'm being self-depreciating, I know, but it's just such a big moment. I know someday it's coming, because we keep making plans, and we even have our song picked out, and I just want it to be as special as we make it out to be. Is that fair? I know, I'm rambling. It means a lot to me too, and I know it means a lot to you. I don't want to mess it up. Anyway, we needed this trip, and I'm really excited. I know I may not show it being, you know, the anxious person that I am, but I am excited. And what better way to spend our weekend than visiting all these tourist spots and taking cheesy pictures in front of the lake? We needed it. I am really happy. You make me happy. Oh no, my song is playing. Hey, you don't get to say oh no too. That's mean. Only I get to say oh no. Because, wait a minute. Backtrack. Are you saying that you don't want a special one night only encore of Evil Woman? See? I even sing the instrumentals. No, you don't. You know what? I see that smile in your face, okay? Don't worry, I won't tell anyone that you love my terrible singing. Don't worry, it'll be our little secret. Even though most of the time you sing along with me. Hey, baby, it looks like there's some storm clouds up ahead. Should we pull over and put the top up? Are you sure? I know the forecast said that it was going to be sunny, but maybe we should, you know, just to be safe and not ruin your mood. Yes, you're the one that doesn't like rain. And I know, I can already see your face twitching. Okay, let's pull over. Okay. But, it appears that the sky is leaking. I think it's more than a little drizzle. Oh, that was thunder. Can we please pull over? Please? I don't like the thunder. We should do something about this. That does not sound like a good sound, hun. What was that? What's happening? What do you mean it's not starting? Why wouldn't it be starting? I thought you checked on it before we left. Okay, let's get the top pulled up and then we can figure this out, okay? Why won't it come up? Seriously, one thing after another. This is a great sign. What? No, 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 no. Keep your jacket. I have my hoodie. We're fine. I'll be fine. We just need to get the car running or find an alternative plan to find a place to avoid the rain. Okay. Just pull your jacket over my head so I can look at my phone. Trying to figure it. Okay. Okay, so it says that there's cabins or a hotel. I don't know which it is, but there's a place that we can rent a room from that's just up the street nearby. Well, up the road. It's just up and then to the right. I know it's not the hotel we had in mind, but it's better than staying out in the rain. Okay, let's try and start the car again. I know it's ridiculous, but come on, we've been through worse, we can do this. The trip is not spoiled, we hit a bump. A wet bump. Points for humor? Okay, I've got the backpack with our stuff and you get the suitcase, okay? We can go up the road, we can get a room for the night. The sun will be setting within the next hour anyway, so this is probably the best choice. You can try and get a hold of a tow truck, or at least leave a message. I'm only remaining calm because, unlike you, I do not have a vengeance against the rain. But the thunder, however, is leaving me very unsafe. I mean, you do have a little bit of a vengeance. It's fine, though. It's fine. Although, now that you mentioned it, I am a little worried because it's almost dark, and we are in Camp Crystal Lake territory with all the trees and, you know, the lack of civilization. Jason could just pop up out of nowhere with a machete. What do you mean, there's the woman I love? Look, I'm trying really, really, really hard not to turn into a ball of anxiety. Even though it's like a natural reflex. So, play along with me. We'll get through this. Keep me safe from the thunder. We'll be fine. Okay? Well, according to the map online, it's not that far ahead, and there's even a gas station nearby with a garage, so win-win? Come on, it's an adventure. The non-horror kind, I hope. Let's go. Okay. I would also just like to point out for a moment that butt lock is in fact still a concern, and it is now hitting me. This is annoying because, ow, I need to stretch more. I mean, it's not that bad, it's like a cramp, but just, ow. The rain is manageable. This, however, is not. You keep making all these faces to me talking about butt lock, but we have passed the point where there's no secrets between us. We've seen the nitty, the gritty, and all the in-between. This is fine. This is the least of our worries. Now quit cursing out at the rain. Just tell me we're gonna be okay. Promise? Kissing in the rain still sucks, FYI. Okay, look, there. Yeah, see right there? There's a sign right up ahead for it. This rain might make me sick. I don't like this. Yeah, look, there it is. See, we're fine. We're fine. We've found the destination. We're good. I'm trying not to focus on the thunder. Okay. It does not look skeevy. It's charming, and it's the only alternative we have right now. I said what I said, okay? Charming and only place to go to right now go hand in hand, so let me have that. Okay, fine. It looks a little weird. Hi! Do you have any rooms available? Several! Oh, that's just wonderful. They're themed rooms. What do you mean by that? Oh! Did you hear that, hun? There's a space room. There's a space room. Oh, yeah. They all have different themes? That's so interesting. Wow, that's a great idea. You don't have to list them all, but you could just surprise us. Did you hear the fair theme? What is that about? I know I'm smiling. Oh, don't mind him. He's just pouting. I mean, you're pouting a little. Just tone it down a bit. I know this is not what we have planned, but we can make the best of it. It's still better than that trip we had with your brother. Whew, that was a mess. That was unbearable. This is paradise in comparison, and we get to do it in a themed room. Yeah. Hi, yes, thank you. Hun, give him your card. Give him your card. So, do a lot of people come here? Oh, really? It's popular in February. In the summer. That's really cool, because themed rooms are just awesome. You get a break from reality, and I bet they all look amazing. I know, I'm being forced, so I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Okay, I know that was awkward, but themed rooms? What the hell is that? Okay, no, yep. Sorry, rethinking this. No, we're fine. See, we are in room 7, cabin 7. Oh, and look, there's a cute trail leading to them. It's cute. This could be a blessing, and we don't even know it. I don't know why I'm trying so hard to be positive. Maybe because I'm just in a good mood, and the rain as well. Refreshing. You think? You said it was gonna be sunny. I mean, I don't remember the sun being this wet. Look, we even get a lake view. See, this is perfect. Although now I'm concerned because this did not cost much, and we got this good of a view. Okay. What did we just walk into? Oh my. This is definitely a choice. Is that a mirror on the ceiling? Okay, there's oh dear god. There's a stripper pole in the corner. This has to be the love room or the honeymoon room. Or possibly the most popular room in February. Get it? Okay. Oh my gosh. The carpet's red. And look, there's a canopy. Oh no, it's Scott. Nope. Don't. It's a waterbed. That's just tacky with a canopy. No, it is not actually a waterbed, but I got your attention. Snapped you back into reality. This is our reality. But okay, just imagine how fun it would be if it were a waterbed. Besides, are there even heart-shaped waterbeds? Is that a thing? Come on, we should definitely stay here. It's kind of funny. Just a little funny. This trip was supposed to be fun, and I'm definitely having fun. We can't go to the hotel anyway, so we'll go tomorrow, and we'll stay there the whole day. We still have another day, and here we'll just stay here until we can get a tow truck. Or something. To the garage, you know. I'm not panicking. I'm just... This is very strange. I was not expecting this. At all. It's not what I had in mind either, but what... It doesn't exactly mean we can't make the most of it, right? It's fun. We just have to make it fun. Am I having fun? I mean, you know what? Actually, yeah, it's not what we had planned, but it works for us at the same time. Come here. Come here. It's just one night. We're gonna get through this. It'll be fun. We'll manage it, okay? We're good. Now, I'm gonna go dry off, and I'm gonna get changed. You should look up a number on your phone, call them, leave a message, do something, just get this moving, because I'm still taking all of this in. Okay, we can make this work. Besides, we are smart enough to bring our own alcohol, so if it's really bad, we can ignore all that and have our own fun. Besides, there's a giant heart-shaped tub in the middle of this room. We'll be fine. This is great. And it'll be a story to tell the grandkids one day, right? Right? Yeah, right. Oh, wow, the whole bathroom is pink. Like, lovey-dovey pink. This is something. I can hear you muttering in there. Yes, I too. Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it perfectly. At least mutter with a smile. Now, that's the spirit! One plus is that, you know, the entire bedroom's covered in red, and that's my favorite color, so that's fun. It's nice. Okay, I have officially, I'm admitting defeat. I'm not even gonna try and change back into normal clothes. I'm stealing your hoodie. It's mine now. I'm living in it. You got the voicemail? Did you leave him a message? What do you mean, well, look at me? I told you I stole your hoodie. Don't I look all cute? What? Cute, I will happily accept, but beautiful, that's a stretch. Do you see my hair? It's all tangled up. And my makeup, that is a whole other issue, but thank you, I guess. You've got a funny look on your face. Yes, that you do. What changed for you? Well, you seem happier. Like, you somehow relaxed. Did you already get into the alcohol? I thought we were gonna do that together. No? Then why do you look better? Just seeing me like this? Do I need to point out all the things wrong with my appearance again? Seriously, what's up with you? Oh, really? What have you decided? The perfect time for what? What have you been carrying what around with you for months? Wait. No. I thought this weekend was just a normal trip. It was? Oh, are you really considering the rain to be a sign? Even in this god-awful cheesy room? And this is the moment? Yes. Wait, no, sorry. Finish the question first, I'm sorry. Yes, sorry, damn it. I'm just gonna cover my mouth. I've got my mouth covered. I'm good. I'm good. I love you. Oh my gosh, yes. Yes. A million times yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Absolutely. I love you so much. Oh my gosh. My hands are shaking so much right now. I'm sorry. I know that we've talked about this, like, so many times, especially over the last few months, but I didn't think I would get this emotional and this, like, riled up, but I just, oh my gosh. Oh, it's so pretty, it's so pretty, it's, oh, it's got a black stone in it, oh, I love it, I love you, oh, come here. I love you so much. And you know what? You You are very lucky. Yes, you are so lucky because I was this close to proposing to you. Yes, really. You said that the moment was gonna be so important for us, but honestly, I was so excited and I was eager and I was so impatient because I just wanted you to be my husband. Like, I was this close, and this moment, you know what? It is perfect. It's so perfect. Especially in this place. Like, this makes perfect sense for us. You know what this means, right? We have to come back here for the honeymoon. I mean, think about it. Everything is just so ideal here. What? This isn't the ideal destination honeymoon? But it would be so funny. Just promise me one thing, okay? Promise me that we will enjoy the rest of the night despite how much of a mess it's been, because we're engaged now. Oh my god, I'm your fiance. We're engaged. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's real. It's happening. Everything that we've been talking about, it's like it just became more real. Like all the plans we've made, everything. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I will say I have one teensy little complaint though. I cannot believe that you proposed to me while I was standing here in just your hoodie. Like, I get it, but come on. My hair looks like a bird's nest. And you're like, oh, you're beautiful. It's perfect. It's the perfect moment. Really? While I'm like this? Ah, no! Oh my gosh, this... Careful! This bed does not seem sturdy. We'll have to find out for ourselves. You are so cheeky. I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay, just... Is my face flushed? My face feels flushed. Oh, I'm so excited. And look, my hand's not all lonesome anymore. I love it. I love it so much. And I'm really emotional, and the alcohol is going to make me more emotional, and we have to use the tub, we have to celebrate, we have to just, tonight is so special, and it just, I love it so much. Come here,